climate protesters gather as automakers unveil their newest electric cars in Frankfurt. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. We start in China, where food prices jumped 10% in August, pushing overall consumer inflation higher. That was mostly driven by a shortage of pork. Prices of the meat skyrocketed nearly 50% last month due to a severe outbreak of the deadly virus, African swine fever. The BBC's Leisha Santarelli reports.
Be it boiled, braised or roasted, pork is by far China's favorite meat. An average Chinese person is estimated to consume more than 120 pounds of pork each year. But there's now a shortage of pigs because of an outbreak of African swine fever, a deadly virus with no known cure. Chinese officials have been forced to cull at least 1 million pigs, causing prices to more than double since July to a record high. That's also pushed up other food prices, and it's spurring growing anger and frustration among mainland Chinese consumers. But the situation is likely to get worse. African swine fever is spreading to other Asian countries, and China is expected to have a 10 million ton shortfall of meat this year. So the Chinese government is responding with emergency measures. This includes releasing frozen pork reserves and importing huge amounts of the meat from Europe and Latin America. Brazil's JBS, the world's largest meat packer, said sales to China grew by up to 80% in the last quarter. The meat has become so valuable that a joke circulating on the internet suggests that a necklace made of pork belly is now a sign of wealth. I'm the BBC's Leisha Santarelli for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. WeWork is reportedly being asked to delay its initial public offering by Japan's SoftBank, its biggest external shareholder. The U.S. office-sharing startup has been aiming to raise up to $4 billion in its flotation, but investor interest has been waning. Meanwhile, Nissan shares rose 3.7% in Tokyo after the carmaker let its chief executive go over a pay scandal and accelerated its succession plans. While tech titans in the U.S. are under increasing scrutiny over antitrust concerns, tech is also in focus on the other side of the world in China. Jack Ma, the chairman of the country's e-commerce giant Alibaba, is stepping down today after 30 years, marking the end of an era for the firm. Though he's expected to have a prominent role at the online retailer, Mr. Ma is handing the reins to chief executive Daniel Zhang, the man behind the massive success of Singles Day, which is similar to Amazon Prime Day in the U.S. The BBC's Karishma Vaswani has more.
Flamboyant, direct, and not afraid to say what he thinks. Jack Ma's colorful style and creative ideas are what some say has helped him make Alibaba one of the world's biggest internet firms. But the company is facing difficult times ahead. The Chinese market, where it makes two-thirds of its revenue, is slowing down. At the same time, attempts to expand internationally have struggled. U.S. scrutiny of Chinese firms is blocking its growth in the West. In parts of Southeast Asia and India, analysts say understanding how to work in local markets and with local people is proving to be a challenge for the Chinese company. Then there's the delayed multi-billion dollar public offering in Hong Kong, reportedly due to pro-democracy protests there. All of these are big challenges for Daniel Zhang, the man who's now tasked with the job of steering Alibaba through its next phase of growth. Mr. Zhang's greatest challenge, though, may be living up to the image of Mr. Ma himself, a man who's enjoyed the respect and affection of his staff, as well as the international community.
Karishma Vaswani. The Frankfurt Motor Show opens its doors to the public later this week, and journalists are getting a first peek today. But three of the world's four largest carmakers will not be at the trade show. The BBC's Theo Leggett explains why from the show floor.
This is something we've seen at the major car shows for a while now. Big companies choosing to stay away. And the reason's pretty simple. Coming to a car show like this is enormously expensive. The stands are gigantic. They're very glittery. There's a cast of thousands to operate them. So they cut their overheads. That's important as well. At a time when pretty much all the car makers are investing very heavily in new technologies such as electric cars and a bit further forward self-driving systems.
And as you say, automakers inside are unveiling their newest electric vehicles, but outside there are climate protesters protesting against these car companies.
Yes, that's a curious one, but you have to remember that here in Germany, the environmental movement is very long-standing, very well-established. And what they're saying is they don't like cars at all, really, even electric ones. They want people to stop having personal mobility and start using more shared systems. But as you say, inside the halls, it's all about electric cars. For the past few years, we've had a lot of talk about introduction of new electric cars, a lot of concepts being shown. Now we're getting the reality. Next year here in Europe, new environmental rules come into place, which will mean that car makers absolutely have to have zero emission models in their fleet, or they'll face very, very big fines from the European Union. So they've had to invest money in electric cars.
Now, last night, Theo, Moody's cut Ford's credit rating to junk and said another downgrade over the next year is unlikely unless the risk of a U.S. recession puts more strain on the company's financial situation. What's the word on the street, so to speak, there in Frankfurt? Are other car makers worried about recession risk, not just in the U.S., but globally?
I think they're all worried about the climate. The car industry is very cyclical anyway, so you have good years for a few years and then you have more difficult years. And what they can see is the global economy is slowing, and there's also trade tensions, particularly between the US and China. And for major German manufacturers like BMW and Daimler, that's a really big problem because they build a lot of cars in America for export to China. So their American factories stand to lose out from higher tariffs imposed by the Chinese. And then, of course, there's the threat that Donald Trump keeps on talking about of increased tariffs on exports from Europe to the United States. That would also hit those car makers. And then on top of that, you have falling sales in key markets. So the clouds are starting to gather.
The BBC's Theo Leggett at the Frankfurt Motor Show. Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure.
And finally, ever find yourself playing with an empty candy wrapper once you've eaten the goods inside? I do. Well, Kit Kat is giving our fiddly fingers a helping hand. The snack parent's company, Nestle, said it's replacing the plastic packaging in Japan with origami paper in a bid to cut down on single-use plastic waste. So now you can enjoy those matcha-flavored Kit Kats with a little less guilt. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.